just like to, before I start, just to make two points. The first is that it can happen during a discussion in halacha that one says that something is only midrabbanan. I'd just like to clarify that it's not really an indication that you've treated rabbanan with any less severity than midraisa. It's just that it's important to know whether something's midrabbanan or midraisa, particularly in the halacha of lishah, since the rabbanan themselves have in Isurim de Rabbonon given various kulas that one should be able to still do it on Shabbos. The second point is that I'm sure everybody realizes that to talk about Lisha in the space of half an hour is not going to be manageable, but what I'd like to do is try at least to get in the Yesodus and the basic principles of Lisha. As everybody knows, Lisha is one of the 39 Av Meluchas. It took place in the Mishkan. There's a machlokes rishonim in what form it took place, but the pashtus, the poskim take on Shitas Rashi, that Lisha was when they prepared the samamunim, the herbs, powdered herbs that were mixed with water in order to provide the colouring and the dyes for the fabrics and threads and textiles that were used in the Mishkan. There the powdered water was mixed together and it came into a mass. It came into a dough-like substance, and to do that on Shabbos is also min ha-Torah. One can see straight away that Lisha doesn't apply only to foodstuffs, because in the Mishkan it wasn't used for food, but Lisha applies to non-food as well. And for example, if somebody would take cement or plaster and mix it with water on Shabbos, it would be also min ha-Torah to do so. In Lisha there are two stages. The first stage is Nesinas Maim Lekemach, adding water to flour, and flour is used as the general example in Lisha. It mixes very well, it becomes into a dough, and we'll soon see that adding the water to the dough, to the flour, without doing anything else, could possibly be a problem of Lisha. And the second stage is when one starts to mix together and knead the mixed water and flour into a dough. If we could have a look at the first piece of Gemara that we have in the notes, Gemara says in Shabbos of Yitzchak, Ma'am Tana, Nesinus Ma'am is Yoyzi Ishliyosom. Gemara asks that the Mishnah says that if one mixes water with powdered ink, that itself is an Issa of Lisha. So who is the Tana who holds that putting the two together without anything else, just adding water to the powdered dough, is an osim natoira. Om Rabbi Yosef, it's the Tana Rabbi, the Sanya. There's a brayta that says echad noisin et hakemach, echad noisin et hamay. If one person put water into a container and the second person came along and added, first person added kemach and the second person came in and added water, who achren chayev, the second person is chayev to Lisha, even though he has done nothing more than adding the water, he has not started to mix the ingredients yet. The Gemara says that it's Rebbe. Rebbe is the one who holds that the second one is chayev. You can see that he holds that adding water to the dry ingredient is itself a chayev of Lisha. Rabbi Yosi, says you ain't chayv at shiyegabel. You actually have to mix. So this brayta cannot be Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says you're not chayv to start mixing. It must be Rabbi. Now, we see here that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says ain't chayv at shiyegabel. However, midrabbonon, the poskim say Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that it is an issur midrabbanan to put the two ingredients together even without mixing. Now one would think that there's no practical nafka minah if you paskin according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda or according to Rebbe, because even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda it's going to be usur to put the two ingredients together even if you don't start mixing. However, there's a gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Hey. The gemara says there is a practical nafka minah, because according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's the Rabbanan have allowed you to put the two together on Shabbos if it's letzorech odom or letzorech behema. If you need to have the water added to the flour, either to give to a human to eat or to give to your livestock, the rabbonim have allowed you to do this on Shabbos. So it makes a major difference whether we paskin according to Rebbe or according to the Beit of Behuda. And there is a machlokes Rishonim. Rav Rishonim and Rav Poskim say that we paskin the kula as Rabbi Yosef Behuda, that one can add the two ingredients together on Shabbos. There's a Miyat Poskim, there's actually five Rishonim who hold, and the most famous one is the Sefer HaTruma, and it's usually quoted as the Shittas Sefer HaTruma, that we are machmir and we paskin like Rabbi, that you cannot add the ingredients together on Shabbos. The Mechaba in Siman Shin Chub Aleph, in the Sifim that he talks about Lisha, Sif Yudalot, Tesvul, Tezayin, paskins the Pashtas according to the Rav Rishonim, who paskin according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda, that you're allowed to add the two ingredients together on Shabbos if it's a Tzorech Odom or the Tzorech Behema. However, he brings the Shittas Yesh Oimrim, that is the Sefer HaTruma, that one should be Machmer, and the Sefer HaTruma quoted as saying one should be Machmer and not add ingredients together on Shabbos, as is Shittas Rebbe. The Klal in Shulchan Aruch is that when the Mechaber brings the first Shitta, the Stummer, and then he brings a follow up Yesh Oimrim, it's an indication that the Mechaber is paskening according to the first Shitta. That means the Mechaber paskens to the Kula, that one may add the two ingredients together, the Tzorech Odom or Behema. However, the Dark Yomosha, which is the Lemur on the Tor, he paskens that we need to be Machmir and we should take on Shittas Rebbe and not add the two together. This is brought down by the Chaya Odom, by the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Balatanya, and as you'll see in the second note, the Mishneh Berurah, and it happens to be in Siman Shin Chuf Dalad, says that Ayin Le'el Siman Shin Chuf Aleph, the Shom Nizbor, the Nehagin Lahachmer Kesvoris Bar HaTrumah, that we are Machmer like the Svoris Bar HaTrumah, and we do not add the two ingredients, put them together on Shabbos. However, even so, the Poskim bring down that under three circumstances, one is Makel, and one takes the majority view that we paskin according to the Yosef of Yehuda, that one may in the first instance put together the two ingredients in Shabbos. The three colors that are allowed, those circumstances are the Tzorech Tinnik, if it's needed for an infant to add water to a dry ingredient in the first instance in Shabbos, that would be Mutter. The second is if it's a Dubah HaMeskalkil, if to prepare this before Shabbos and eat it, for instance, on Shabbos morning, would mean that it would get spoiled. And the Mishneh Berurah brings an example in his Hagor Shal Tzion. He says in his days there was a salad that people used to eat on Shabbos, which was made out of diced vegetables mixed with oil, and there was a problem of lisha. So, and one of the main ingredients in that salad was radishes, and it would appear that the radishes used to go off very quickly during the night. So Mishneh Berurah brings down the kula that because it's a Dibur HaMeskalkel, one is forbidden to do this before Shabbos. The third case that the Poskim can bring down, that one is allowed to do before allowed to mix to put the two ingredients together on Shabbos, is when it's Al Yedei Akum. If La'is HaTzorech, one needs to put the two ingredients together, and it's not the Tzorech Tinuk, and it's not the Vamaskalko, then Al Yedei Akim, Amir La'akim, one can rely to tell a goy to do it, and rely on the Poskim who hold that it's anyway mutter to do it, so you one can be Mekel. Let's have a look at the next piece of Gemara. Tore Rabbono, Ein Goyvlim es HaKuli, V'yesh Eminim Goyvli. Kuli was made out of parched grain, it was dried in an oven, and then it was ground into flour and mixed with oil and salt and other condiments. The first time it says one may not mix this on Shabbos. It's a problem of lisha because of the oil, or the vinegar in some cases. B'yesh oimim govlim. And the second time it says one may. Mura asks man, yesh oimim. Who is the time it says one is allowed to do this on Shabbos? Umura chista, Rav Yosi bar Yehuda. Rav Yosi bar Yehuda says one is permitted to mix this on Shabbos. We've now gone from adding the two ingredients together, we've now gone to the next stage of mixing. The Hanemila, who's the Mishana. And that is provided that he deviates from how he would normally do it in the weekdays. Heicha Mishana, how does one change from how one does it in the weekdays? Rav Chisda, al-yad al-yad. One should do it in smaller amounts. Do it in a smaller amount than you would normally do it in the weekdays, and the Rabbanan are satisfied with that change to enable you to do it on Shabbos. the Shuvim, the Brayta carries on, all the Tanoim agree, Shaboich Shinis HaShosis, that one may mix the Shosis. And the Shosis is, according to how Rashi explains the Gemara, is this koli, this parched, dried grain, mixed together with oil or vinegar and salt. One is allowed to mix this on Shabbos. B'shoisim Zeis HaMitzri, one is permitted to drink a Zeis HaMitzri. This has to do with Hilchos Refuah, we'll leave that to one side. For Omras, Ein Goivlins. So Omras says, what do you mean everybody holds you allowed to mix? The first Tana says, Ein Goivlins. So how can everybody hold you permitted to mix? Omras says, Loikasha, Huba'ova Huba'rake. It makes a difference whether it's a thick mix or a thin mix. A thick mix is not allowed, a thin mix is allowed. We'll soon see what that means. The Hanamilla. And when do we allow this? Who the Mishana if he deviates? Heicha Mishana, how should he change on Shabbos? And the other, B'chol Nesna, B'chomet. If during the weekdays he would first put in the liquid into the bowl, the Achach Nesna Sashosis, and then he puts in the dry ingredients. So B'Shabbos, he should do it the other way around. Change the order. Nesna Sashosis, he should first put in the dry ingredients. The Achach Nesna Sachomet. We see here that the Gemara says that there's a difference between a Belila Ova and a Belila Raka. And the Ram explains that Belila Ova is also Min HaTorah, so therefore there's difficulty, of course, in being Mekel. And Belila Raka, which is the Rabbonon themselves have given you Oifanim, how one can be Mekel in their Issa. The Chazanish explains, what is a Belila Ova and what is a Belila Raka? A Belila Ova is something which is dough-like. It's a mass, it's a dough, or similar to a dough, and it's not pourable from one container to the other. A Belila Raka, however, although it is also a thick mix, but it is still pourable. Rav Shimon Eder in his Sefer Hilchos Shabbos gives an example of Belila Raka being a pancake batter, which is a thick mix that can still be poured. That is a mix which is also midrabbonon, but shayach to make a kula. The Chazon Ish goes on to mention that if the mix would be so watery, it would be almost like opaque water, then there'd be no shal of lisha whatsoever, and one could mix this without any surim at all. Let's have a look back at the first Gemara. Mount Tana, the Gemara asked that, Nesinus Magna Diyozi Shiryosan. Who is the Tana who holds that adding the two ingredients, the water and the powdered ink, is itself also? Omar Rabbi Yosef, it's Rebbe. Because he found a braisa that Rabbi says that the second person who put in the water is chayiv even without mixing. It can't be Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi says you're not chayiv until you mix. So the Abaye says no, perhaps not. Perhaps Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, only said that you have to mix because he was talking about, as the braisa says, Eichad Noisin is a kemach. Kemach is a bar gibel. Kemach is an ingredient that when you mix it, it's going to mix very nicely into a dough. There, Rabbi Yosi Behuda says that until you started to mix, min hatoda, putting the two merely together in a bowl is nothing. Avol diyoy, you're talking about here adding water to powdered ink. The lav bar gibelhu, diyoy doesn't allow itself to be mixed into a dough. All that happens is when you add water to powdered ink, it clings together, but it doesn't form into a dough. There, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda will say that you're chayiv even when you only add the water to the ingredient itself, because it never will become into a dough. What is the explanation? So the Mefarshim explain that if you've got a process that starts off by putting the two ingredients together, and then you start to mix and knead it into a dough, then compared to the final product, the first component of putting the two together is so insignificant that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that it can't possibly be chayv in a Torah. However, if the whole process is shorter and you'll never achieve a dough, and all that you're going to achieve is sort of a large blob of water mixed with this powder, and it'll just cling together, but it'll never become a dough, then the initial adding the water to the powder is in itself a significant part of the whole process, and it'll be able to hold that you are chayv min HaTorah. Now, it's very important to know whether we pasken according to Rabbi Yosef or according to Abaye, because if we pasken according to Abaye, who holds that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda himself, although he would normally say that adding the two together is not also min HaTorah. However, if it's an Einoi Bar Gibel and you'll never achieve a dough, then adding the two together is also min HaTorah. That would mean that we've lost all our kulas. The three kulas that we've had, that under certain circumstances we are allowed to ignore the shittas habal hatruma not to be machmeh according to Rebbe, but we are allowed to add the two ingredients together for those three circumstances, the tzerech tinnik of duvah hamaskaltel, or for al yedei akim. We now lose this in a case of ena bar gibel, because ena bar gibel, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda will hold it to the raisa to add the two ingredients together, and if it's a deraisa, there can be no kulis of those three circumstances. It's a major machlokes rishonim how to paskin, and it's brought down in the later poskim that the Mishneh Berurah says that we are machmir and we paskin according to Rabbaya, that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that by eino bar gibel it is also to put the two together, so there could be no kulis, and the Chazon Ish says that we paskin according to Rabbi. Meaning that it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that you'd still be allowed. The Chazon Ish says that we paskin that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that you are allowed to put together two ingredients even when it's in a bar gibel. If we can have a look at the last piece of Gemara, Levi bowed Rav Huna b'Achia Asher chilegadlo b'Nashia. Levi came across the gadlo b'Nashia. This was the farmhand working on his father's estate. The kugogol. He was mixing bran together with water on Shabbos, the sukre l'ture, and he was feeding it to his father's cattle, Butesh Bay. So Levi kicked his farmhand as a sign of disapproval that, in his opinion, you're not allowed to mix the bran with water on Shabbos. Also, Avu Ashkechei, his father came in and found them. Amalei, so he said to his son, Hucha Uma Ovu Demecho, your mother's father says in the name of Rav, and this is Rabbi Yemi Bar Abba, that was his grandfather. He said, Goivlin, one is permitted to mix the water and the bran on Shabbos, Veloy Maspin, however, one mustn't force feed the cattle because of a problem of Kirch on Shabbos. It didn't look at the Dishnei and a young calf that can't feed itself. Malkitele, you're even allowed to force feed the calf. The Hanamilla, when is one permitted to mix? Who the Mishana? That is, if you deviate. Hayicha Mishana, how would you change from the weekdays of Rav Yemi Bar Shlomim Shudabaya? Shesi ve'erev. You do it crisscross. That means in the weekdays, one normally mixes in a circular motion. Shabbos, you would mix by doing it one way down and then across. That is a deviation that permits the mixing on Shabbos. So it says, V'gulam al shapa, and if it doesn't mix well, what do you do? Om Rabbi Yehuda, and an additional way of how to deviate is by menare the keli. If you shake the keli instead of mixing, by shaking the container, you'll mix the ingredients. We see here that there are shinuyim that permit mixing on Shabbos. Let's go back again and start putting all these blocks together. We've seen that Rav Paskin, Paskin halachas like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that there is no issa min ha-Torah to add water to a dry ingredient on Shabbos. The issa min ha-Torah only starts when you start to mix. The mixers haposkim hold that there is even an issa to put the two together without any mixing. And we've seen that we are choshish le-machmirim, that we don't put the two together in the first instance on Shabbos. Now, according to the Rav haposkim, that hold that the issa is the putting of the two together, sorry, that the issa starts with mixing, according to the Rav HaPoskim, we hold that the issa starts with mixing, it's possible to make shinuyim during the mixing, as is brought down in the Gemara. Even though there's the issa drabonim to put the two together, we've seen that there are circumstances of Letzerich Odom or Behema that the Rabbonon allow you to put the two together. You can put the two together Me'ik HaDin according to the Shitta without making any changes. When would you start making the changes? From when the Issa Daraisa starts Mishaf Gibel. However, according to the Mikzas Poskim, who hold that the Issa Torah starts off from when you add the water to the Kemach, it isn't sufficient for you to start making changes when you start to mix, because at the stage of putting the two together there's been an issa min ha-Torah, and there doesn't appear to be for the moment any heter, any shinui that allows you according to this shitta to put the two together. Now we've also seen that there's a difference between a bli le'ova and a bli le'raka. Bli le'ova is also min ha-Torah, a bli le'raka is also midrabono. However, we've seen also that the Gemara says that when making a belila over, it is shayach to make a change to enable you to make this belila over, to make this belila. But that is only in the second stage. In the first stage of adding the two together, there is no shinui that permits making a belila over. The only way that one can put the two together would be to make a belila lata, to add water to the flour, to make it so watery that you can pour it from one keli to the other. Now, if you do that, and you want to use this heter of adding the water to the flour on Shabbos or making a belila lata, you would of course have to put sufficient water in at the first hit in order to make the belila lata, because if you were to add the water slowly, then you would first come across the first stage of belila over until you got to the watery stage, and you would have been over the issa of belila over before you got to the heter of belila lata. So you have to add enough water in one go to make it a belila lata. In the second stage, you can then either make a belila over through a shinui or make a belila lata through a shinui. Now, we've also seen that it makes a difference how we paskin. Since we are machmer according to Rebbe, and we don't add the two together except for special circumstances, we'll only add the two together the tzorech tinik or the tzorech duba meskalkel or the akum, and even then you can only add the two together according to the Mishneh Berurah if it's going to be a bar gibel. If the end result is going to be a dough-like mass, if it's going to be an ainah bar gibel, then you can't even add the two together according to all the poskim, because Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda himself will say that it's also min haTorah, because you're never going to achieve a dough. When you get to the second stage and you want to make either belila over or belila laka, there are shenuyim that are brought down in the Gemara. We've seen shesi ve'erev brought down. The Chazanish says that one should, when making a shesi ve'erev, one should take out the spoon or fork or whatever you're using between going crisscross, because if you don't take it out, and whilst you're in the container you go down and then you go up to go across, eventually when you've done that a few times, you'll find that you're in fact making a circular movement, which is exactly the same as mixing. So he says that you should take it out and separate the down motion from going across. Another heter we've seen is to do the belila in small amounts. However, the Bi'ah Halacha finds this heter very strange, because if doing it in a large amount whilst mixing a belila over is also min haTorah, as the Ran has explained, how can it possibly be that doing exactly the same thing in a small amount becomes completely mutter? There's a klal that chutz yishir is also min haTorah, so it should still be also even to do it in a small amount. And because of this kasha that the Bi'ah Halacha can't find a teretz for, he learns a completely new pshat in the whole inyan of doing it in a small amount. And the poskim are reluctant to use that heter of doing a shinui on Shabbos through a small amount. As the Chazanish points out, that for instance, if you were to mix matzah meal and water, you'd have to be very clear as to what sort of amount you do during the weekdays to know that you're now doing a smaller amount on Shabbos. The most popular one, shinui, is the one that's brought down of doing it with a finger or the hand, that change. Another one is also not to shake vigorously, not to stir vigorously as one would during the weekdays, but to stir in a slower motion. Here again, I must add that the Bi'ah Halacha finds this one to be strange as well, because how can it be that if something is also to mix on Shabbos, that merely by changing the speed you can change it from a deraisa to it becoming completely mutter? And the Bi'ah Halacha shies away from using this particular shinui on Shabbos. I would just like to leave you with two possible practical problems in Lisha that one comes across on Shabbos, and perhaps based on what we've spoken today, you have to think this through. The first is,
can I interrupt them? Can I ask a question? This shinui of doing it in the reverse order, that's shinui for the first stage of Lisha?
That's the shinui for putting the two ingredients together.
The shinui in the first stage?
In the first stage, when making a belila lata. When making a belila lata.
And you only need to come onto that shinui, therefore, cause the poskim that is offered in the first stage to put the two together.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Now, the two points that I just wanted to make about the practical differences, the practical applications, is one is that if you take instant cocoa and you mix it with cold milk, it breaks down very nicely and immediately forms into a cocoa because it's manufactured to mix well with cold liquid. But if you try to do the same with drinking chocolate, you'll find that all you get is that the spoonful of chocolate in the milk, in the cold milk, turns into a sort of a blob, which is wet on the outside and dry on the inside. And very often you'll also find that it sinks to the bottom and you've got a layer of dry cocoa which is being protected by a wet layer on top. Now, are you allowed on Shabbos then to take a spoon and mix this? Is there a problem of lishah in that? The second thing to think about is that many people during the weekdays take a little bit of coffee and they mix it with a small amount of milk or water, and I think it's sort of loosely based on the Italian cappuccino. If you do that, and once you've made this paste, you start adding the hot water and then the milk, you find that you've got a foam, a sort of a froth on top. Many people like to drink the coffee in that way. I'm ignoring for the moment the Bishul B'Shabbos problems, and let's say we overcome these problems by using various tactics of a Kadesh Lishi, etc. Would you be allowed to first make this paste at the bottom of the cup by mixing a small amount of water and coffee, and then by adding the water on Shabbos? These two things are examples that, if one's not familiar with halacha, they look very, very innocent.
Yeah.